on Yom Tov. There's man, there's a mitzvah, Simchas Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, that's when you have to shech the shlomim. But if you shlech the shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov is not a zman simcha, you can't be yotze with this meat for Simchas Yom Tov. That's his drosha. V'samachta, bin ezvicha v'shat simcha v'leka. Rashi v'shat simcha, tap Rashi, v'yom tov shu zman simcha. And if you shech to the korban on Erev Yom Tov, you're not yotze mitzvah simcha. Vaito mishum chagiga. Why aren't you yotze mitzvah chagiga with this korban? Have you dovish shemachayva? Because the Torah says there's a chayv upon everybody to bring a shal mechagiga. On Yom Tov you have a chiyah to bring this korban. And the klal is v'chol dovish shemachayva. Any time you have a chiyah to bring a korban, ain't a bo elam menachulin. It has to be an animal that's 100% chulin, has no kedusha on it. So here that you will makdish this animal from erev Yom Tov l'shem shlomim. So even if you didn't shech the animal on erev Yom Tov, you want to first shech the shlomim now on Yom Tov, l'kovid chagigas Yom Tov, you're not yetsa. Because there's a chiyuv to bring the korban chagigah. So whenever you have a chayv, an obligation to bring the korban, it has to be from chulin, from a regular animal, and not from an animal that's kaddish already. Even though it has kedushas, a shlomim, still you can't use it. So the Gemara lema mesailei. Let's bring a raya now to Ula's big chiddush. Ula's big chiddush is that if you shechta the korban shlomim on erev Yom Tov, and you have the meat still in your house on Yom Tov and you eat the meat, you're not mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov with this meat. It could only be from a korban that you shechted on Yom Tov itself. I'll bring you a raya for this. Lema mesailei. The pasuk says, for yisah ach sameich. You have to be very happy. Ach sameich. This goes on Sukkis. The Gemara says, the rabbi is leo Yom Tov achra l'simcha. It's a ribui that even Shmini Atzeres, the night of Shmini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv simcha. You have a chiyuv to eat the meat of a korban. And Rashi says, the rabbi is leo Yom Tov achra. V'yein simcha elo b'achil shlomim. The only way you have simcha is by eating a korban shlomim. V'yom tov achron gufa loy. On the Shemini Atzeres by itself, you don't have to eat it from the korban. To atrei zimno, shivas yom tziv. By two times it says in the pasuk by Sukkot 7 days. Kabi simcha. Capricious. But mainly mayit Shemini. Therefore on Shemini Atzeres, you don't have a chi of simcha. Only the night time. At night time, the night of Shemini Atzeres, you have to eat from the meat of a korban. That's why we dash in the pasuk. So the Mara to Omar, you tell me, Leil Yom Tov Akhuna means to include even Shemini Atzeres by night, or Yeinu Elo Leil Yom Tov Rishon, maybe it means to include the first night of Sukkis, there's a Chiyuv to eat the meat from Shlomim, maybe even the first night you have a Chiyuv, and the vice versa, the first night does not have a Chiyuv. Talmud Omar, the pasuk says, Ach Sameach, Cholak. Like, V'yis Ach, Ach is the Miyat, telling us Cholak, not all the cases. So it's like saying, one night yes, and one night no. For the Gemara now, my timer. How do we know that the first night of Sukkis there's no chi of simcha, and the last night of simcha of Sukkis there is a chi of simcha? How do you know that? Let's say just the opposite. Lav mishum mechuri answers like this: v'yein le v'ma yismach. You can't say there's a chi of the first night of Sukkis to be in the kain mitzvah simchas Yom Tov, because you can't be in the kain simcha. You don't have any kavonis. Why not? Ma yismach. Yeah, what does that mean? Why? Because you can't bring kabbonis at night time. A korban you can't make the shechita at night. The only time you can shechita is by daytime. So if you want to have the meat eat Sukkis by night, the first night, when would you have to shechita the korban? On Erev Yom Tov. So that's a riot to Ula. And you wouldn't be yotzeh. If you shechita the korban on Erev Yom Tov and eat that meat at night time, you would not be mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov anyway. Because the pasuk says like Ula, v'zovachta v'somachta. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah simchas Yom Tov from meat that was geshachtin on Yom Tov. So that's the riot, Ula. That's why you have to say the first night is no chiyuv, because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. When is the chiyuv though? The last night. Because the last night of Yom Tov, you can shecht the shlomim on Erev, which is chol hamoed sukkis, shecht it then, and eat the meat at night time, so that would be good. So it's a riot, Ula. Shrashi, my timer, Shrashi, Meshavinim Yutul Leil Rishon, Haribo Leil Achron, Veloyam Ipcha, why don't we say the opposite way? Lav Mishon Narinim, Eile B'ma Yismach, Tishkolam on the Shratim Erev, because if you shech to the Korban Erev Yom Tov, Lav Simchi, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Simcha without meat. Devin and Zvicha B'sha Simcha, because we're all from Uluz Russia, you can only shech the animal on Yom Tov itself, and you can't shech that night. So the first time you can shecht is Yom Tov by day. So by daytime you can mekayim the mitzvah, eat the korban shlomim. But at night you can't do it. Gemara says, lo, maybe there's no raya for Ula from here. I'll tell you the svara is like this. Why do we say the last night yes, and the first night no? There's no chiyuv the first night. Why? Kidatani taima. My raya, we've heard the braisa. There the Yitzchak Asher, Marayas, how do you know? Le Rabbas Le Yom Tov Achron, that Shemini Atzeres Panayit is a Chiyuv to have Simcha. Holoyti Le Yom Tov Rishon, the first night there's no Chiyuv Simcha. As far as like this, Marabani Le Yom Tov Achron, I include the last night of Sukkis, she has Simcha upon him. Because you already Simcha for 7 days already. So the Sfar, the Simcha should continue on. Continue having Simcha even the night of Shemini Atzeres. But the Svara not to include the first night, Shein Simcha Lefonim. Now there's the Svara, Simcha didn't start yet. If you want to know when does the Simcha start, I'll tell you it starts by day first. Mashenki in the last night, that's the Svara should be included. Because you're already going at Simcha. Like every day you're building up more and more Simcha. So it's a Svara to keep on going even the last night. So now there wouldn't be any Rayatulo. Maybe really, even if you shecht the Korban Erev Yom Tiv, maybe you could have been Yetza with the Din Simcha. But the reason why there's no chiyuv is because it's a svara. The last night is more misvara to say continue the simcha rather than starting early. Zemar kasha now. Most of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef now is up until he wants to bring a raya. Now I have a kasha and you will ula. Most of Rabbi Yosef. A look like this. Chagiga star bosa. Yosef bar mishrum simcha. That if you shech the korban chagiga on erev yom tif, you should know you yosef mishrum simcha. V'yosef bar mishrum chagiga. But you can't use it for Korban Chagigah. Is the Kashamai. The Korban Chagigah Sa'ar Bos Bechur means that you bring the Chagigah with the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And possibly you shechted it then. So Amai, how could you say if you eat this meat now on Yom Tiv? You mekayim Simchas Yom Tiv. According to you, Ulo, Ho'abina Zricha V'shah Simcha Melechah. You tell me you can only be mekayim the mitzvah from a Korban that you first shechted the Korban on Yom Tiv. And here Chagigah Yudalid, you shechted Erev Yom Tiv. So how could you be mekayim we're eating this meat? Amar Avidi Baravin Sheikfa Vishachta. Avad this price is talking about true. Metchilon Yudalid, you are Makadish, you are Makdish this animal, the Sarachagig is Yudalid. But then you changed your mind, and you didn't Shechta today, but rather you waited till tomorrow. So the Meister, when did you Shecht this animal? On Yom Tiv. So since you Shecht it on Yom Tiv, that's why when you eat this meat now on Yom Tiv, you're a kind of Nisr of a Samachim Chagechom. Because that's called the Zvicha Vishasimcha. So male is no Kashanula. I'll bring you a raya for this chart. That you have to say, we're talking about that you do not shech the animal, you rather first shechted it on Yom Tif. If you want to tell me no, that you shechted this, you shechted this chagiga on Erev Pesach, who learned this price? Ben Tema. Ben Tema is the one that said it. Ben Tema, apostle of Belina. According to Ben Tema, it can't be that you shechted the animal on Yudalid. And telling me now, if you eat it tomorrow, you could be able to mitzvah simchas Yom Tif. Because according to Ben Tam we have before, he learns out that the Chagigas Yudalad has the same halacha as the Korban Pesach. That you can only eat it that day and that night. But by tomorrow morning it's nicer. So how could you say here the price? If you eat it tomorrow on Yom Tif, you mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tif. There's an Isalina. It's nicer. Elamai Shmamina, it's a raya, the Bryce is talking about that. On Erev Yom Tif, you are makdish this animal. But then you changed your mind. You didn't bring it today. You first brought it on Yom Tif. So you first shechted it on Yom Tif, that's why it's good. Misha mitzvah simcha, you could be mekayim. But chagigah, you're not mekayim. Because since chagigah is a chayiv, you can only bring the korban chagigah from something that's chulin, that doesn't have any kedusha at all. But here, this animal has kedusha from yesterday's korban, you can't be yetz a mitzvah chagigah Yom Tif with it. Most of Rabbi has a kash like this. The Mishnah Sukkah says, Ha-Halel V'yasimcha Shemayna. You know, on Sukkis, there's a chiyuv 8 days to say Gant Halel on Sukkis, and there's a chiyuv Simchas Yom Tif all 8 days. So, the Havamin was now, Simchas Yom Tif is only by shechting the animal. And even the Korban Shkorm, not saying the Kayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tif. V'yam with Binyan Zvicha B'shah Simcha, according to Ula, that said you can only make Kayim Mitzvah Simcha, if you shech the animal on Yom Tif itself, so how could there be a chiyuv 8 days? Some years will come out, you can only be mekayim the mitzvah for 7 days, and that's 4 late days. How is that? Hey, so zimna, sometimes the gin will come out, you won't find it, ela shiva. Let's say the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So we said Sukkot before that Chagig is not Tayyik Shabbos. So on Shabbos now, the first day, you cannot check the Korban Shlomim. You're not allowed to bring Chagigah. So where are you going to have your meat, tea, today? How could you mekayim today, Mr. Simchas Yom Tov? You have no kavanah to bring today. Elamai, you shechted the korban yesterday. According to me, you're not yotza. Ula says you could only be yotza if you shech the korban on Yom Tov. So the kash on Ula. If you learn not like Ula, it's very good. We're talking about now you shechted your shlomim yesterday on Shabbos. And you leave the meat today on Shabbos. But according to you, Ula, that korban, you can't be yotza. So today, the first day Shabbos, how can you mekayim Mr. Simcha? on Ravuna Bred Rav Yuda Mesamcha Bisiri Hergolim. We're talking about the korban soya, the musaf that you bring on Yom Tov, which is the Shabbos. That's the korban chatis. So kahanim that ate it, them became the mitzvah. Because the Gemara, Omar Rav, Shvei Chubas Medav, I have two kashas on you. Chod, the one kasher is the Siri Hergolim Chay Necholim Sliyeh Necholim. Even if you have a right to bring a musaf, musvei Yom Tov, that's brought on Shabbos, it's doich Shabbos, but you're allowed to bring the korban today. What about roasting the meat? Are you allowed to roast the meat today? No, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You have no heter to roast the meat today. Havaz, you have to leave the meat until nighttime and eat it first tonight on Yom Tov. So write it shver. Even the musaf you brought today on Shabbos, you can't eat the meat today. It's only chai. V'simcha v'chai leka. And even though you eat the raw meat, you're not makai mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov means it's v'sameich you. You feel happy eating it. Nobody feels happy eating raw meat. Even if you say you could eat raw meat, but you have no simcha. So write it shver. How could you makai simchas Yom Tov from eating the musaf and you bring on Shabbos? Those musafim's only raw. You can't cook. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. For yoyd, even if you want to tell me chai, you could be makarim the mitzvah. Oh, bakana moichlim, Yisrael b'mayim asmechim. Who can eat it? It's a carbon chatis. Who's allowed to eat it? Only the kanim allowed to eat it. The Yisraelim can't eat from it. So avakasha then you ula. How does the Mishnah Sukkah say simchas all 8 days? How are you makarim mitzvah simchas yomtiv on Shabbos, the first day? Elam rapop. Rapop is the terz no kasher. I'll tell you, you don't have to need meat. The Mekayim mitzvah simchas yom tov for having ksus nekiyah new clothing and with having old wine. That's what it is. Seinach nami. The first day yom tov comes out on Shabbat, you don't have any kabonis. The Mekayim mitzvah simcha with ksus nekiyah, with the yayin yoshin. The rest of the yom tov you have to make the shechita. But seinach nami, the loch is like ula could be. That if you shech the animal in erev yom tov, you're not Mekayim mitzvah simchas yom tov with it. Alright, we'll stop here. Now the Achronim asked a kasha from this Gemara on Tosfos Shita. Tosfos Shita in Moed Katan on the few dollar is that Bizman Azeh we can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Because Tosfos says the Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is Teed Bosa Shlomen, a Teed from the Korbin, a Shalmei Simcha. And since Bizman Azeh we don't have a Shalmei Simcha anymore, therefore we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov anymore Midiraisam, and it's only a Chiyu Midirabonim. Halacha, we hold that the Rambam Shita holds no. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah is to have shlomim. Bizman you have shlomim. Bizman is there, we don't have shlomim. The mitzvah simchas yom tov and yom tov is to eat the best type of a food that could make you the simcha. But the Chura Kashan Taisa Shita is this Gemara here. Here a Papa says clearly that on the first day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, if you don't have a shalmei simcha, you could be in the kind of mitzvah simcha with susnaki of a yayin yoshin. So how could Tosfos say Bizman is there, that we don't have the korban, we can't be mekayim the mitzvah? Here the Gemara says clearly, even though you don't have the korban, you could be mekayim the mitzvah with a ksus nekiyah. So I once wanted to say a teretz to this, that the pshat is Tosfos learned really there are two parts to the mitzvah simchas yom tov. There's a chiyav to bring the korban shalmei simcha at least once throughout yom tov. Then there's a mitzvah kol shemayna to eat the meat to be the simcha kol shemayna. Seinach Nami, the chelik of the mitzvah to mekayim kol shemayna, that you could be mekayim with anything. But the chelik of the mitzvah to bring a korban, you could only do bizman the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, bizman there was the Beis HaMikdash, like this Gemara, they brought the korban the other days, just the chiyuv simcha, that you could be mekayim with anything. But bizman is there that we can't do one chelik of the mitzvah bringing the korban, therefore it's like the whole mitzvah is only midirabonin. And since we can't be mekayim one chelik of the mitzvah, we don't divide the mitzvah in half, but rather say midiraisa, so we can't be mekayim the mitzvah simchas yom tov at all. Midiraisa. In the room, daflam ayin aleph. So far we had ulus halacha was that for zavachta v'samachta that you only mekayim mitzvah simcha if you make the shechita on yom tov itself. Now we're gonna have another man the yomah. Now we're up to kiyosi rovin. When rovin came, Omer Rebbe Loza, he said over the name of Rebbe Loza, that shlomim sheshochaton mi'erev yomtif. If you shech the shlomim on erev yomtif, is alocha yoytze ben mishum simcha. If you eat this meat now on yomtif, you could be in the kind of mitzvah simcha. V'yein yoytze ben mishum chagiga. But if you leave over this animal and you first shech it on yomtif, for the mitzvah chagigas yomtif, you're not yoytze. Why? Yoytze mishum simcha. If you shech the animal, you shech the korban shlomim on erev yomtif. Now you have the meat, you can eat it for 2 days. So you eat it on the first day, Yom Tov, you're Makai Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Why? Because he holds, Loi Be'inon Zvicha B'Sha Simcha.
You do not have to have the shechita should be done b'shas to simcha. The shechita could be done erev Yom Tov. As long as you eat the meat on Yom Tov, you're mekayim mitzvah simcha. Aber v'loy mishum chagiga, you're not mekayim the mitzvah chagiga though. Why not? Because that's the same klal. He's also asking, have you dover sheva chayva? To bring a chagiga, shalmi chagiga on Yom Tov, that's a chayv. You have a chiv to bring it. And the klal is, v'chol dover sheva chayva. Anytime you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, is eino bo elo menachulin. So the behema of the animal has to be a pure chulindic animal. Here, the behema was a shlomim from Erev Yom Tov. So even if you didn't shecht it Erev Yom Tov, you left it over until Yom Tov, when you want to shecht it now on Yom Tov, it's not a chulindic animal. It's not like a new animal. You're taking now this new animal for your shalmich agigon. It's a korban that was a shlomim from yesterday. So you can't use that korban to be mekayim your chayv today of shalmich agigah. Anytime you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, it has to be menachulin. Rama Meisva, you have a kasha now, according to Ravin, that you could make a shlomim on erev Yom Tov. Sava kasha, leil Yom Tov achrayin Meisva. V'ayis, the pasuk says, v'ayiso ach sameach. We say the rabbis coming to include leil Yom Tov achrayin l'simcha. That the night of Shemini Atzeres is also a chiyuv to eat meat then, to have a simcha then. So he has the kasha, at Weimel Rabbis Leil Yom Tov Achron, you're telling me it's coming to include the last, the night of Shemini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv simcha, you have to eat meat of Kachim. Or Yaino, maybe not, El Rabbis Leil Yom Tov Arishon, maybe it's only come to tell me the first night of Sukkis, you have a chiyuv to have simcha. Talmud Leimel, the Pasuk says, Ach Cholot. Ach means there's a meat. That one night you're potter, there's no chiyuv simcha. And one night there is a chiyuv simcha. So Mora says, now my timer, how do we know which night, we're saying now the first night, there's no chiyuv simcha. Only the last night. How do you know that? My timer, lav mishum isn't the reason, the ein lai b'ma yismach. Because the svar is the first night, you don't have any meat, tea, to be happy with. Why not? Because you have to chur tzarai, not like Ravin. It's like ulam. Because simcha, you can only be mekayim b'shlamim if you shechter it b'shash, simcha. Like Ulus Rosha, the Zovachta, the Samachta, the Shas Zviches only if it's a Shas Simcha, which is Yom Tov. So if you shech the animal on Erev Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov yet, you can't eat that meat on Yom Tov. You're not making the mitzvah Simcha with that meat. So at night time, the first night, you don't have any meat. Because you can't shech at night, Korbanos can only be brought to Yom. So if you brought an Erev Yom Tov, it's no good, it's not Saman Simcha. So Chur Tzaraya Tula, Akasha Tzaravin. Mar says, Loi, maybe there's no Rayim. I'll tell you, could have Tanya like we learned in a Braisa. Marayis l'rabbis leil Yom Tov Achrayin. What's the svara that was saying? This pasuk Vayisach Sameach is telling us that the last night Shemini Atzeres there is a chiyuv simcha. Ulahoytzi leil Yom Tov Rishon, but the Ach Sameach Ach is a cholik. Say one not. That means the first night there's no chiyuv simcha. How do we know that? How do we know the last night yes and the first night not? The svara is. Marba ni leil Yom Tov Achrayin. It's a svara to say the last night Shemini Atzeres does have a chiyuv simcha. Why? She yesh simcha lefonav. Because you're already happy for 7 days of Sukkis. So it's a svara the simcha should keep on going. Like you already had the simcha days before, extend it one more night. Mashenke in Moitzi ni leil Yom Tov Rishon. It's a svara the first night should not have the simcha yet. Shein simcha lefonav. Because before Yom Tov there's no chiyuv simcha. You didn't have chiyuv shlomim yet before Yom Tov. So it's a svara to say that the last night should be included. It's like continue the simcha. Rather than saying the svara, you should start the simcha day earlier. It's more misnava to say the simcha should be extended, rather than saying start earlier. So now there's no kasha and rovin. Could be really, you could have shechted the animal on Erev Yom Tov and eat the meat at night, and you would be mekayim the mitzvah simcha, but it's a svara though. It's more svara to add the last night, because you had a few days before, than add the first night there were no days before. So now there's no kasha and rovin. Omer Rav Kana, a new halacha now. Minayin lemurei chagigas chamish osor shenifsalim belina. How do we know this shalmi chagiga? When you bring your korban on Yom Tov chamish osor on the 15th day, on Yom Tov Sukkis, on Yom Tov Pesach, when you bring your shlomim, your shalmi chagiga, how do we know if you leave the fats overnight, there's a psulina? So Rashi says, Lemure chagigas tesvash nesolim belina, v'yafal pishas mana chilas besoro kol yom hamochros. That's the chiddush. A regular shlomim and a chagigas tesvav, the chagigah you bring on Yom Tov, that's a regular shlomim, you can eat it for 2 days. You can eat it today and tomorrow also. Now we're saying now the imurim though, the fact that you're supposed to put on the mizbeach, that you only have time either to do it today on Yom Tov that you're shechted, or else tonight. But if you leave it over till tomorrow morning, it becomes nicer. Then there's not very, there's no, you can't be makter anymore. Because how do we know this halacha? Because how do we know that even though you're allowed to eat the meat tomorrow also, but the Haktaras Emurim has to be done either today or tonight. But by tomorrow morning it's possible. How do we know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Shemais, V'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. Don't leave over the fats. Chagi, we say now, that means a korban chagigah. When you bring your korban chagigah on Yom Tov, don't leave it over to boiker. Now, what does boiker mean? Does it mean the first morning or the second morning? The Somachle, right away, the next Pasuk says, Reshis Bekuri ad Moscho. So since it says Lashon Reshis, Lameimra the high boiker boiker rishin. It's like a smichus. That's what the Pasuk says, Lo Yolen Chelev Chagi Yad Boiker, which morning? The first morning. Because the next Pasuk starts off Reshis. Even though the next Pasuk is talking about something else, we will make a smichus to say that Reshis goes back to the word before boiker, that it means the first morning. The Pasuk is saying, even though you bring the Korban Chagigah on Yom Tov itself, you should burn it either that day Yom Tov, or else that night, but by tomorrow morning it's already nicer. So how does that kind of know it? Because the Pasuk says Reshis to tell us that Boiker means the first day. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef. So Yosef asked the Kasha, you're telling me now, Taimo because of Reshis. Why does the word boiker mean the first morning? Because the pasuk right next to it says the word rachis means the first morning. Holy cost of rachis, much if we wouldn't have said the word rachis, have a mean, I would think, my boiker shiny. Boiker could really mean the second morning. That's what it could mean. So since the pasuk says rachis, that's why I know it means the first morning. Fred Gemara, mi kemidi, could that be possible? The boss or if Soleima Yurta. If you have a mean, maybe boiker means the second morning. In other words, you bring in the korban on 15th day, the first day of Yom Tov. On Tezvav Nisan, you bring in this korban chagigah. Now, it's saying now, the pasuk says, don't leave it over to boiker. So what does boiker mean? Does it mean the next morning, the 16th morning? Or does it mean two mornings, the 17th morning? So the Gemara is saying, without an extra pasuk gracious, I would have thought the pasuk saying until the 17th morning. For the Gemara, how could that be? The buster, when are you allowed to eat this meat? You brought it on the 15th day. So a shlomim is eaten for 2 days. So the 15th and the 16th day you could eat it. When it comes the 16th by night already, it's already usher. So you want to tell me now, the meat becomes usher the 16th by night. But when does the emurim become possible? The 17th in the morning, that's not mistavra. Has me committed, do we ever have such a case? The bosser is tolei miyurto. The meat you can't eat at 16th by night, you can't eat it anymore. The emurim, but how long do you have time to burn the fats? At safra, till the 17th day in the morning. That's not a svara. Omlay Abai, Abai yes back, why not? Alom Aloy, why not? For our being a raya, for Rei Pesach, we have a case of a Korban Pesach, Le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shita, that his Shita is, when you bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, until how long can you eat the meat? His Shita is, De Bosar If Soleil Mechatzois. He holds, you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzois Laila. After Chatzois Laila, it's also to eat the meat. For Yemurim, how long do we have time to burn the fats of a Korban Pesach? That's at Safra. That's preet until the next morning. So you see, certain times, you have a longer time to burn the fats of the Korban than you do to eat the meat. So here also, maybe boiker means you have time to burn the fats of Yishal Mechagigah, maybe it means until the second morning, until the 17th by morning. So the reason why I say it means the first morning by the 16th, because of the Pasuk Reishis. So there's nothing shver then. That's why I need the word Reishis. So my Rava said like this. So my Rava, Rabbi Yosef, Hochakul Kasha Lay. This is what Rabbi Yosef's Kasha was. Miyik Amidia, there's such a case, the Ilu Torno Labosar, will soon bring down a Braisa. When he talks about how long you can eat the meat of this Korban Chagigah, Loi Boy Rashis. There he says, I don't need a new Pasuk Rashis. When the Pasuk says Boiker, Boiker by itself means the first morning. So if you're talking about how long you can eat the meat is only until the first morning. For Rav Kano, this is the Kashi. Now Rav Kano, Le Emurim Boy Reshis. When the Pasuk talks about the Emurim, the fats, how long do you have to burn the fats? The Pasuk says, Lo Yolin Chelev Chagiyat Boiker. Don't leave over the fats until the morning. So you're telling me now, I don't know what the morning means. Maybe Rav Kano is saying the morning should mean the second morning, the 17th day by morning. The reason why he says no, it means the first morning, is because the pasuk says Reishis, the first morning. But without the extra pasuk of Reishis, I would not say Boikim means the first morning, but maybe the second morning. That's the kasha. Why should that be? Madoch, when the Tana talks about eating the meat, we say the meat you can only eat until the first morning, because the pasuk says Boikir. So you see, Boikir means the first morning. So for sure, when the Torah talks about burning the fats, for sure, Boikir should only mean the first morning and not more. That's what Rabbi Yosef had a kasha on Nafkanu. The Rashi says, well, like Morris is right to hear. That's a Mika Midi, Kloima. F Shalias Mashmoya Samik with the Posik Shemin, Boike Shani, how could you say that? Anan Khazina, we see Tana the Masnisan as soon as we remember Raisa, come on, the Afil Labos or even the meat. Shukal Miamurim, usually the meat is less chomer than the fats. Loi boy racious, you don't have to have the word racious. O Boike the Sive Mashma Latana, Boike Rishan, that how long can you eat the meat of a carbon chagigon? Only the first morning. That's the kasher of Khan is talking about the emurim, the chamira kudushayu, the emurim burning, the fat that's more chomer, it has more kedusha, because that we can't eat the fat, it only goes on the mizbeach. So how could you say the word burkish should not mean the first morning, but rather the second morning? That's what was kasher to Rabbi Yosef. Now the Gemara will explain where the b'raisa is. So the Gemara Mahi, where is this b'raisa? The Tanya was learned like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yolin min habosor asher tizbach v'erev v'yom harishon. The Pasuk says, don't leave overnight, lo yolin min habosor, don't leave over from the meat, which carbon are we talking about now? Asher tizbach v'erev, a carbon that you brought on erev yomtiv, v'yom harishon to the first morning, la boika for the second morning. So the Pasuk talking about the chagiga posher that you brought on erev yomtiv. We said before, on Erev Pesach, if you don't have enough meat from the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to bring a special Chagiga. That's called Chagigas Yudalit. So this Korban Chagiga, Asher Tizbach Verev, that you brought on Erev Yomtiv, how long can you eat it for? For Yom HaRishon, the first morning, and also says La Boiker, it means the second morning. So we dash from this Pasuk Limud, Chagigas Yudalit. This Pasuk is telling us that when you bring